What's up, everybody? It's the Growing Up Hip Hop After Show right here on AfterBuzz TV. We have a lot for you today. We're talking about Romeo and his family problems. Of course, we're talking about Tyran and his Welcome to LA party. And Vanessa is still trying to get Angela to work. Please stay tuned because we also have your fan shoutouts, your glowing up fashion, and a lot of gossip. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Touch the mud, hit it, man, I'm down.
Ooh, ooh, hey, that's a great idea.
Throw that one time, throw that.
People put his name on the
wall. It was like a brother love thing. We almost had it.
Don't knock us down here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to AfterBuzz TV's After Show of Growing Up Hip Hop. Yes, it's season 4, episode 6, A Ninja in the Shadow. So okay. Like I said in the beginning, we'll talk about Romeo and his family problems. You know, see murder out there. Yeah, see murder. Tyran, who is Egypt's cousin, is having a Welcome to LA party. And Vanessa is still trying to get Angela to work here. We got your fan shoutouts and, of course, news and gossip. So please stay tuned for all that in our glowing up fashion. But before we get into all this, I want to introduce my lovely panel here. Next to me, Miss Felicia Michelle. How you feeling?
I'm feeling great. The loveliest of them all.
Oh. Okay. Jay Lamar, wow. Do you have anything to say to that?
Yes, it's the baddest on the panel. Jay Lamar in the building.
Ooh, okay. Well, I know y'all were waiting, so here I am. Jamie Gray.
All right, Jamie.
All right.
They still waiting, sis.
I love us.
You guys out there do not know. Our group chat is lit.
It's lit.
Literally lit. Oh, I love us.
I'm going to publish it soon.
Oh,
yeah. Oh,
yeah.
Like,
yeah. We all were shook.
He just told out his secret. That's not how the game works. It's okay.
That's how you get ahead, sis.
I can't.
Let's
dive into this here. Romeo and his family problems. So, Master P, his father, is went out to go see his brother in New Orleans. So it was a whole family event. Aunts, cousins, everybody went to the prison to go see C-Murder. He's in prison right now for a life sentence, which is horrible. But we have a little news gossip on that, so stay tuned for that a little bit later. But how are we feeling? He's on a hunger strike. Master P's brother, he's not eating for 4 to 5 days, mm-hmm. and everybody's pretty worried. He's mad at the whole family.
It sounds crazy. And it's like, I think, you know, for people who don't have a true inside look on, you know, the jail system and how it actually works, that's very scary.
Yeah.
You know, like, you need to eat. And granted, what are they even feeding them in the first place, you know?
Right. Exactly.
So I feel for him, and then clearly it's for a bigger cause, but at the end of the day, how is this going to help you? And so, yes, we found out more things about C-Murder recently, but this was probably filmed a couple months ago. And I'm just wondering, like, you know, what on earth is going on in there? Like, he's got to be going through hell.
From the family's perspective, that's very scary.
Yeah.
To get a phone call that, you know,
you're not eating.
That your relative isn't eating, or, you know, something could be wrong with them in general. That's a scary phone call to get.
Mm-hmm.
And I applaud Master P and his entire family and Romeo, you know, for taking that trip out there to check on him. I mean, that may really, well, it probably did uplift his spirits a lot.
Hope so, because even Master P was like, well, you guys got to hear some stuff that might not be too nice. I just hope it's not a big conflict in the family, you know?
It's just like, well, his perspective is that, you know, we'll talk about it more in news and gossip, but his perspective is that he's maintained his innocence since the beginning of all this with him. So he's probably extremely frustrated.
Yeah.
And in that frustration, it's just like, what can I do? And like, there's no sense of control. You're in prison. Someone tells you what time to do this, what time to do that. Mm-hmm. And you're like, this is unjustly happening to me. What can I do about this? Only thing I can control is if I eat or not.
Yeah.
That's
you can't
the only thing
boycott
I can
the entire, well, you and the entire prison can't boycott. So the boycott is really just you.
Mm-hmm.
You're marching alone. And the only way that he felt as though he can actually make a statement is by, like, inflicting self-harm. Thankfully, it wasn't a physical thing. More so, it's like a mental and him not eating, but He's trying to make a statement.
He's trying to let people know he's serious. Yeah. Like, it's for real.
It's real.
Yeah.
Because 4 to 5 days, 4 to 5 hours and feet is famished.
Okay.
Like, I'm hungry right now, y'all.
So right. But 4 or 5 days.
That's a long time.
And that tells something about your, like, your pride and how much you're actually maintaining, actually, like, your point. Because food is life. Like, you can go, what, like, 3 days, I think, without, like, food? But you need water, so I'm like wondering.
And I'm wondering how often do they get water? Like, is that something where they're allowed to get it when they want? Is this like a free will thing, or is that something where they have to get in line for it?
Like, is there a prison water cooler that people walk to, and then like you mean like that? Like, where do they get?
Like, is there?
How accessible is it? You know,
I guess there's there's like a sink situation or a toilet.
Maybe like a water.
It's probably not even filtered.
I don't know.
I don't think they even.
Not in jail.
I don't think any of the water that they're probably given in jail is filtered.
That breaks my heart. Honestly,
it's very, very sad. But I like that the family came together. They all, and there's a lot of them.
Right. They were rolling deep. They had the daddy, the Germany, the sister. I was like, they had a sister.
Silk, the Shaka was on the bus. Yeah, it was looking kind of good.
Let me tell you something. A high note of this scene was Silk the Shaka.
Yes,
looking great.
Skin was looking good. Yes,
lovely outfit.
He looks great.
Yes.
He looks great.
Yeah. But hopefully, he sees the support that's coming from his family because even Master P said, like, you know, him and his brother have not been on the best of terms lately. So, you know, you just kind of wonder what you'll see next episode.
How could they be on good terms? I mean, think about it. I'm in jail for something I didn't do. We initially were doing all this stuff together and business couldn't stop because I left. And all these things have happened for their entire family, not just Master P, but for Romeo, their entire brand.
All the kids.
What's the daughter's name?
With the really long name?
Symphonique even got on. The ICDC, they've been getting checks, okay? Yeah. Miller family been getting checks, and to not be a part of that or the building of an empire that you you'd be a part of is probably so. He is cooking! Oh my gosh. Sorry. Think about it. Like,
I'm so scared.
Sorry, y'all.
I was excited today.
I had that energy drink. But,
okay, that's okay. That's it makes sense now.
No, but I was saying, it was like, because it just popped in my head.
That girl, who's coming in here?
It just popped in my head that kind of like similar to maybe like Cookie on.
Take your time.
I'm done. I'm so done with them. I quit.
I know she's not about to have no stroke right here.
If I scared y'all, then y'all are not living right. It wasn't that scary.
It was a little scary.
Y'all not living
she
right.
She shook the microphone.
She shook the microphone.
If she passed out right here, I'm done. I can't.
The show must go on.
Okay.
Sweep her under the table. Come on.
Shake it up when we done.
Yes. Well, I guess she was saying she's cookie. Yes.
What I was saying was that he had a hard time watching the Empire that he thought he'd be a part of and he couldn't be a part of.
Got it.
Oh, okay. So you related him to Cookie.
Yeah, so that made me excited.
Okay. Okay.
Oh, okay. All right.
Keep her lifted.
Well, something that should be getting us all in.
Reach out your hand.
Something that should be getting us excited over here. It's all these different shows that we have.
Yes.
Here at AfterBuzz.
What's up, AfterBuzzers? We here at the network work to produce shows after us for nearly all of your favorite TV shows. From dramas to sci-fi, reality TV, and more. No network works harder to produce shows just for TV fans. So now we need your help, though. So we're asking for you to please subscribe to either one or more of our YouTube channels. This helps us out a ton, and here's what's in it for you. So it caters specific content that you already like directly to you. It brings your favorite after shows to you so you don't have to seek it out. Just pop right up for you. And it suggests content from other shows and podcasts you might be interested in. Subscribing to our YouTube channels will help you discover shows we're sure that you'll love. So since you're already here on reality TV with us, you might be interested in The Jersey Shore, Teen Mom, Bar Rescue, or The Proposal. So remember, there are channels for other genres as well, too. Please do not be shy about subscribing to those either. And if you're worried about those pesky notifications, do not worry. They are optional. It's easy. Go hit the subscribe button now and for an even easier AfterBuzz experience. And if you do, comment. Let us know that you did, and we'll shout you out on air. We thank you guys so much for being the best fans, and we promise to do our best to continue to serve you. What is a Shady Bunch talking about?
Oh, boy. Shady team.
Oh, my God. No, we're looking at the live chat.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, you guys. Oh, we're paying attention to you guys in the live chat and we're trying to figure out some questions.
Nicholas? Well, first...
who said that?
Well, anyway, I want to give a shout out to Kayla. Hey, Kayla. She says, amazing Kayla. Panel. We love when you guys show us love.
Thank you.
Is anybody sick on this panel?
Sick.
No? Anybody got a cold going on?
You know what? Everybody's blessed and highly favored.
I like that. We got our tea. Okay. Well, you guys keep the live chat coming. Make sure you guys continue to leave some comments.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Thank you, Jamie.
Well, thanks. Thank you, Kara. So let's get into this Welcome to LA party that Egypt threw for her brother and also Pep's son, which...
Tyron.
Yeah. I didn't know Pep had another child.
Where did he come from?
I had no idea. Maybe it's a play son or, you know, or a real son. I don't know. But I didn't know she actually had another child. But hey, Tyron. Yeah. He's coming out here. Egypt has a new apartment, which I wonder if Sam is actually, you know, helping pay for. I doubt. Maybe that's why they downsized.
Child.
You know.
Well.
First and foremost.
Ooh. Talk about it. I was waiting for the suspense. I'm like, okay.
Let's go back to Tyron, mm-hmm. Egypt's son. He kind of looks like Pep.
Pep, yeah, you can see like, it. Yeah. The mouth, yeah.
Yeah, he kind of like really? Looks like Pep, and he seems like he's like a calmer, like the calmer child, like very relaxed and chill. But seems like he's very protective of his mother and his sister,
which I love to see.
Yeah, I love to see that. I love to see that. But back to this apartment situation.
Oh, you wasn't feeling the party. It was a nice little get together. Everybody was there. Eazy E's son was there.
That was Eric. That
little Eazy E. Yeah, Eric.
Who paying the rent?
That's what I'm saying. Are they splitting it? Is it Sam and Egypt paying? Is that why they
downsized? He probably buys like the groceries or something. Like he probably buys the groceries. Like he probably helps out in ways that he can.
Because we live in Los Angeles, so right. apartment like that is at least the
apartment. I mean, it's like
at least $2,000 yeah. at the very least.
It's expensive here
for a one bedroom.
No, that's like a two level.
So yeah. I know
so that's
but
at
I'm
least 35.
There were stairs. Yes.
Yeah.
That's at least like 35. $3,500 to $4,000.
Yeah. Too high. Regardless.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, she's only 19 paying it. So I'm like, ooh, girl. You know,
is it her, though? Because you know how reality TV shows work. It's probably Grown Up Hip Hop who rents out a space.
Or like, maybe the money she made off of Grown Up Hip Hop. Because she's been on the show for a couple seasons now. I don't know how much they make at WeTV, but...
I feel like it'd be decent to put them where they are.
Maybe. And she doesn't know how to, because at 19, at 19, you'll get an apartment that you can technically afford, but really is not in a logical budget for you. Right. So she might be spending her last ends. Well, no, what kind of Equate product she might have in that refrigerator or whatever.
Do y'all think that they're paying her boyfriend to be on the show?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, I don't think
if he's making appearances, they have to pay him. I would
think that he's probably getting paid.
Mm-hmm. But not that much. Just like a little.
Because even extra.
He's on every episode.
Okay. So maybe enough.
But I really love seeing Tyran and how protective he was. Like when they were doing the whole martial arts thing. And he was so what do you do? And what do you do with my sister? What is your plan?
He was doing push-ups on his fingers. I was like, how strong?
Just doing the most, I guess. Can you be? You know, like
like when two. It's like as men say, like it's just a contest between them two.
Yeah. Okay.
Like
who's
the bigger man? Mm-hmm. And clearly, like Tyran showed, like because you
could
notice,
beat you up.
Probably.
You can tell he has some body that like he works out because he does martial arts. But I was like, he said, take it to the streets. Like, what are you about to do? Like martial
arts.
You see
the arm?
Yeah.
I see an arm.
Yeah. Everything up here. I was like, okay. Nice. But you know, when you meet him and he's talking, he doesn't seem like that kind of guy. No. He just seems like kind of geeky, but like not in a bad way. Like you could just tell he's kind of
he doesn't
in that
seem
world.
Like Pep's son. Say it, because that's what I wanted to say.
That's
were y'all thinking it?
I was like, somebody, sexy gangster gonna come through the door. Son. Yeah. And he was like, my name's Tyran and I do martial arts. And I was like, you gonna watch Naruto? Like,
yeah, I could tell he's probably like into that kind of
stuff.
He loves
Ninja Turtles.
Don't hate on the anime. You know,
I'm not hating
because
I do like that. I do like that.
But you could just tell he's kind of into that. Like he's kind of like in the nerdy side. You know? Oh no, I don't know about that. You know, Boogie, I'm still here for you, bro. We still here. But yeah, you know, Tyran, he's all right.
She go.
I know.
All right. Anyway, next.
So,
y'all, they try it every day.
So, also at this party too, we were talking about. We saw that, like the introduction of him, and that he's not really close. It doesn't seem like he's close with Pep, and doesn't seem like Pep really spent that time with him as a child. Well, she admitted that, and he said that too. But she even like dipped out as soon as he came. Like she was acting crazy with the cake at the party. That got on my nerves.
That is too.
So wait, so is it wrong? So TT is the one who brought out the cake, saying like kind of like, oh, it's my party here. Here you go. But Pep thought it should have been Egypt. Who was in the right there? Because was it TT or was it Egypt? Like, should have Egypt brought out the cake?
First off, TT outshines Egypt any day.
Ooh.
And I think Pep sees that. Yes. TT is like, a cast the girl, member. Right. Yeah, she's that girl. And Egypt is like,
she's a girl, but she's not that girl.
Well, okay, we're taking it there too.
All right, well, for that particular scene,
okay,
TT was that girl.
Well, she's older too. Like, all she's saying is, let's get this going. You're my cousin, and here, welcome. And I didn't think it was
I don't think Egypt was bothered by it.
I don't think so either.
But I think, like I said, I think Pep. This is probably in real life. I think Pep is probably like irritated that Egypt is probably about to get all this shine. I mean, TT's about to get all this shine and is leaving Egypt in the background. Because honestly, I pay more attention to what TT wears, what TT says. Yeah. You know, TT's trying to be with Rome and all stuff TT's doing.
Her storyline is more interesting.
It's interesting compared to Egypt.
It is.
I don't even pay attention to Egypt. Who is Egypt?
Stop that. I think it's just
Egypt,
because
we want
she's
you to
young,
come in, girl.
You know, but I mean, I feel like Pep was just she was just doing the most at this point. Like, I get what she means. You know, Egypt brought the cake. She planned the whole party, but it's a cake.
It's
y'all.
A cake, and Egypt didn't seem bothered.
And maybe they were hungry, because I hate when I'm at a party and it's like, I want some cake. I want some ice cream. Can we cut the cake, please?
Right.
And it's like she's probably like, okay, so I'm getting all the cues.
Because Egypt was in a conversation with Brianna. Like, it wasn't like she was free, so her cousin was like, I'm gonna help you host, and here's the cake. And then she ended up dropping. The damn cake and nobody could eat it anyway.
I mean, it was a cake from Ralph's. Like, come on.
Thank you, because I was like, they could have done a better cake. They do have some good icing.
That's what I'm
saying.
That
whipped icing.
That wasn't a planned party, because the writing on the cake looks like when you go to like the grocery store and you're like, can you write this real quick? Y'all about to close?
Like, smart and fine.
You don't even have the icing to match the cake. It don't even matter. Just write, his name is spelled T-T-T. Just put T on there. Like, that's what the cake looked like. It don't look like it was like planned out.
By somebody new. It's the thought that counts.
It's a thought. And the cake looked really
good. I like good,
good
thoughts,
I'm
like, people that put a lot of thoughts.
Yeah, you know? I like big thoughts. That was very much a little thought.
Yeah.
Like an afterthought.
Afterthought.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, get the cake type of thing.
Yeah, right. Like, did you get the cake? Girl, I get the cake. Who got the cake?
Go to Ralph's real quick.
Stop on Ralph's.
It's on sale.
Pull the sticker off. Don't know how much it costs.
And it was like an Oreo cake. It was just circular. I was like, it's not even enough people. Like, you know, it's too many people to have.
It's small. No.
Don't give me no small pieces.
Thank you. But don't invite me.
I like my cakes. My cake piece is big. Cake.
Yeah, I feel you.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, I mean.
And then they dropped the cake. I'm sorry, but I feel like that was planned.
That was stupid. Maybe another thing that happened too, I thought was interesting about Eazy-E's son was there, Eric, and him and Brianna did the hey old friend greeting.
Messy.
Y'all know the hey old friend.
Oh, hey big head. Hey.
I don't know. It might have been a hey big head text sent after that. It
could have. Oh, probably, because both of them looked like they had a good time doing what they doing when they did what they did. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, are we shocked that they hooked up?
I just don't
want
to think about it.
Thank you. I don't want to think about it either. But Brie, she was just so hype about it. She was like, yeah, we used to mess together.
I was here for it. I'm waiting to have her have like a little crush, a little thing.
Exactly.
Now we see mutually interested person.
A mutually interested person. Yes, yes. Because now we see her type.
We need some reciprocity.
She likes a little hood. She like a little hood boy.
That is true. Well, she said back in the day she was real gangsta. So she was
like, what does that mean?
She was a trap queen.
Hanging out, I know.
Before Mary J. Blige was paying them bills, somebody was.
Well, no, nobody was. She said that she went from rags to riches when her dad got with her, so they didn't really have anything.
True, because you did not hear about Ken do like that.
Sure didn't.
I'm sorry, Ken don't.
I was waiting for you to correct yourself. Sorry.
So, and then with Brianna here, we also saw how Christiana and Brianna, how they still don't like each other. Christiana left before Brianna could even get there.
Smart
Brianna
girl.
Was feeling some type of way. She was like, oh, she gonna leave. After what Brianna said on Instagram, talking about, I lost the 30 pounds, Christiana picked it up.
That was rude.
That would have been fine words right then and there. So I'm glad Christiana left.
Yeah.
Because who says that?
I think sometimes as an adult, you know what type of environment that you can put yourself in, and you know the risk of what you can lose. Mm-hmm. So I think that was very mature of Christiana to step
for
out
sure.
the building.
For sure.
So my whole thing is, how are you going to talk about Christiania and you have 34 people are watching this live? Like, girl, relax. Like, it's only 34 people on here. Why do you need to talk smack about this girl 34 people? Like,
that was only at the beginning of the live chat. You don't know. It got popular.
I don't. I,
to 50.
Her
social.
To 62. Okay. It takes a little bit.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's hard to get 62 people at a party, so.
Like, you're talking to 30 people and you're talking about somebody. And it's crazy because if you drop 30 pounds, and you should know how it feels to be uncomfortable in your own body and want to lose weight.
Exactly.
And this girl is in her own body and says that she's uncomfortable, but you're just going to talk. I just don't like that it's the obvious. Like, you know what? Read me about something that's not obvious. Make me be like,
You know, like, don't just pick out something obvious, like, okay, I don't know, your forehead big. Okay, right. And, like, my forehead
But don't make me question you, too, when you're trying to read somebody. Because, Brie, I'm happy that you lost the weight that you say that you lost. I don't know if y'all had noticed it, because I didn't. But you're still the same size as Christiana. Y'all could be doing clothing swaps. Y'all could be making a friendship, but you want to have drama. Ooh. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it's shady in here.
It's shady. It's chilly. It's a lot of things. But I'm going to call like I see it.
I didn't want to say it. Oh, I love that. I was the person that said it.
Well.
It just is wrong.
Where's the lie?
And I'm like, yeah, I'm glad she got, that Christina got up out of there because it's not worth it. She's doing a lot more things. Like, yeah. She has single out. She
and she's a double arch.
She's moving.
And exactly. She knows how to rock her lip colors.
Yes.
Moisturized. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
I'm here for
it. So that's why you can't beef with everybody. You can learn something.
Yeah.
That's true. Mm-hmm. And I'm glad to see that at least Brianna put her beef to the side with Pep. Because, you know, they had it all out with the whole release party. Pep put the drink in the fire.
Now,
and
that was,
who are we not here for, Jay Lamar?
You already know. But I am very upset.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I am very upset.
What happened?
I'm very upset with Pep. Because for you to come to an AAA, was it two A's?
Triple A's
for your car.
Okay, I'm like, triple A's for your car. It's all right,
It's my best of water.
He need prayer, y'all.
The AA, like to come to the AA powwow and, you know, knowing what Boogie is going through, mm-hmm. and then for you to bring, you know, one of his drug of choices, which is alcohol, mm-hmm. that's completely disrespectful. Like, as a mother, I kind of like, she should know better. As a grown woman, she should know better. And then for her to say, well, if he, you know, has a moment to where he wants alcohol, at least it's around me. Or if he has a moment to where he, you know, he's spazzing out,
she's
at least it's around me.
She's delusional about what the actual problem is. She's not connected in a realistic and logical way to the reality of the situation. And you're just like, in what planet, world, or what you saying actually even makes sense?
That makes no sense.
Like, but if that's the case, then can you blame her if she didn't really know, like, that it was that bad with Boogie? You know what I'm saying? Because that's not her child.
No, you knew the environment that you were coming into. You knew you were coming into a seance or a refreshing moment for him to stop drinking. And then you bring alcohol. That's terrible.
Yeah.
It's just like me coming to your house. I'm telling you, you know what, Jamie? I am on a diet. All I'm eating is salad. And I walk in your house and I smell fried chicken, macaroni, cheese, greens, black eyed peas.
Oh, I'm not.
You better resist. That's how you practice.
That's how you choose to live your life.
I'm cuss you out after I eat the chicken wings.
All right, I'm going to have some pork in the greens too. So it's fine. All right? That's
fine.
We're
going to be okay.
Yep.
But I feel like that was very immature, Pep.
Yeah.
But I guess, you know, she's a cast member of Growing Up Hip Hop. So
everybody needs to grow up on this show, adults included.
And EP too. Pep getting them coins.
She getting them coins, yeah.
She sure is.
She really is a cast member.
Now, speaking of trying to get some coins, to touch on this just very briefly, Vanessa is still trying to get Angela to work on this mommy blog.
Poor thing.
Angela has pretty much said, I'm done with it. Like, I don't want to do it. But then Angela got mad when she was at the table and said, well, you can't do the idea without me. So what is it, Ange? You don't want Vanessa to do it.
You can't want to not grow with me and don't want me to still grow.
Let me tell you something. WeTV, I hate the way they chopped up that argument because it was too choppy to kind of understand, like, mm-hmm. what exactly did, you know, Angela and Vanessa say to each other to make you know, Angela want to storm out the coffee shop.
Oh, exactly.
You know, and I feel like JoJo should have kind of just sat back. He said too much.
Yeah, he was like, he did riled up from the beginning.
Yeah, he was like, you know, instigate as little brothers do. I got a little brother. He instigated the situation, but I feel like he instigated the situation too much, and I think that threw the vibes off. And I feel like Vanessa was not here for it. She came and sat at that table like, try me.
Exactly.
Right. And she looked good doing it, too.
Oh, she looked good.
But, you know, JoJo is the middle child, too, sort of like as far as their whole dynamic with those three because they have the same mother. And so you never know, like, what sibling is he closer to because I have two siblings and I'm the youngest. So it's like they play sides. Mm-hmm. So maybe Angie's not feeling that because she feels like there's a hidden agenda. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because that's how siblings can be sometimes.
No, I think you can tell she's very close to JoJo.
Which one?
Angela.
You know she's very close to her.
I think that's what made her so upset when he was the one that told her no and said everything that basically verbatim of what Vanessa has been saying this entire time.
Are y'all in agreement with Vanessa? I am. I think
I'm in agreement with her. Like, it would be so cute. People love stuff like that when you see sisters like doing things together and mothers, like, they need all the help they can get. So
it would be nice to see them work together.
Yeah,
it would be lovely to see it. It can happen.
As my sister, though, if you're not down for the idea at this moment, let me get it going.
Yes.
And then
I'll bring you in. But I think what Angela doesn't want to happen is it becomes too big and she wasn't
and
a part of the blow up.
Yeah.
Right. And now it's like she's attaching herself to something that's already blown up. Mm-hmm. She wants to be attached to it as it blossoms.
but she gonna miss out on it. You have too many other opportunities going on. Like, you can't attach yourself to everything, and you can't expect people to wait on you.
And why at this point does your name have to be connected with it? Why can't she just start it? Y'all come and y'all join each other. Y'all finish up strong. Like, what's the matter with that? That's what it got on my nerves, because I don't like people to stop anyone's progression. Exactly. Like, we're all out here trying to get it. Everybody's out, or they should be at the very least. So she's being entrepreneurial, and she's trying to include you. And if you're not going to be included, so be it. Don't be like, oh, you can't do it now. Like, skirt.
Yeah. I think that what Vanessa needs to learn, that even with family, when you elevate, sometimes you have to separate. And they truly, I think they need to separate the business from the family so that both of them can grow. So Angela isn't left feeling guilty. And Vanessa isn't left alone.
And they've done multiple ventures together before. Exactly. Y'all have already worked together before.
I would feel like this. If I was Vanessa, I would tell her, like, sis, have my back from a distance. You know, have my back. Support me as a sister, not as a business partner. Mm. Period.
But she's not saying that. She's just, like, kind of, like, in the scenes that we see, it was really choppy. It was kind of, I was like, how did it escalate so quickly? But she's, like, whines.
Vanessa?
Like, why do you? Yeah. No. Angela.
Angela does.
Yeah. I like Vanessa wise too, because Vanessa's not direct and straight to the point. Say, Angela sat at that table and said, no, I can't do it right now. I have other obligations. Vanessa never said, okay, sis, handle your business. I'm doing it.
Right.
It feels like they cater. I don't know if they cater more to Angela and her whining, or and they don't want to make her upset or what.
Yeah, you don't know what the dynamic is there.
It should have been a straight up.
It's weird that Vanessa's the oldest and like that. Like, I mean, I don't know if any of you guys are the oldest of your siblings, but I'm not. My oldest is the one who takes charge. Like, so it's so weird to watch my who's the oldest not take charge, or just not be like, all right, whatever, and bully up on her own. Like, okay, I'm gonna do my own thing then.
And I wish you would sue me. That's her demeanor should be like. I wish you would sue.
Would you really see you at Thanksgiving, Christmas, and all the holidays?
But
the barbecue.
Do they like kick it? Like, they have babies and everything. I don't ever see them on play dates or like.
We don't see them.
Are they?
I think Angela's son is not on the show at all. I have not seen.
I'm not talking about just like Instagram and period. Like, I don't ever see them doing anything together. Are they as close as they portray to be?
Even their stories, because you know how people put some stuff on their profile, some stuff on their stories.
Yeah, yes. I don't ever see them like, oh, I'm hanging with my sis. I don't ever see that.
But you know, the whole dynamic, it makes sense to me as far as like why Vanessa, like Angela seems like more out there. She's just going to do her own thing. But it makes sense to me because even though Vanessa's older, a lot of older siblings, at least like with me, the younger sibling is usually the one that's more out there, more adventurous.
Right.
The middle child, you know, they're the middle child. And then you got the oldest Hold one who's up. More, you know, the oldest one is more mature. Usually they're the smartest one. Usually like they're just more intellectual. So that's how it looks like to me. So. Mm. But also just in the live chat. So Shorty, hey Shorty,
shout outs. Let's do
yes. it. Yes. So she says Angela is an attention seeking vain person. What y'all think about that? That was a lot. Okay, well say it like you mean it.
Well,
Shorty. I mean,
I can see it.
Say it like you mean it, girl.
Shorty, we need to get Shorty
a
mic. I can
see how from watching the show you can get that impression of her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
From Angela.
Yes.
I agree because we don't see her like has she been with the group yet?
She never films with she'll either film.
Romeo, JoJo, and then.
But she filmed with Egypt.
Oh, in Egypt.
She'll
yeah.
do it here and there, but only be one on one.
Can you find out, since you're the inside source for growing up hip hop, even though I have my connections as well now, can you find out, like, why is it?
Wait, what
connection you got?
Yes, what connection do you have?
You and everybody else will see in just a moment.
Okay, let's let Jamie hit these fan shout outs, though. Yeah, shouting our fans out.
Okay.
What were they talking about this week?
All right, so you guys, basically the live chat, we love when you guys comment and you keep the conversation going. So Shorty has been commenting as well. Let's Talk Classic Hip Hop has been talking. Kayla, we love when you guys are talking. But we also love when you guys comment on our YouTube channel. Mm-hmm. So one of the comments that stood out to me was from 1999. We love your name, but okay. It says, I was on Boogie's side. I don't think the camera should have been there in that moment. It's from last episode. Chris and Brianna, messy situation. Rolling eye emoji. Romeo and Angela, each season. Theme, well, you know, timing is never right for us. Okay,
that's true.
That whatever
so
that means.
Thorough and correct.
I mean,
1990 line is that there?
Let me try it again. 1999 line. Okay,
I mean,
maybe like a 99 line. That's interesting.
Maybe like a really line, cool. Like a fraternity or sorority.
Okay.
Divine
nice.
Nine.
Hopefully you didn't trademark that because I might steal that. That's kind of nice. I'm obsessed.
99 line.
Okay. Well, hey. Well, I mean, I agree with you. You know, the camera should not have been there. You know, I felt like it was inappropriate. If you're really trying to make it a serious intervention, do your due diligence. Exactly. Chris and Brianna is definitely messy, but I think Brianna is just messy in general. So anytime you're involved with her, it's just going to be a mess. Mm-hmm. And Romeo and Angela, at this point, I'm starting to not care because he's mine. And Angela, do what you got to do. Next.
Right. Delusional on your forehead.
Okay.
I'm just gonna tell people what happened. So we had a group chat, and in this group chat, it turned into Brandy versus Monica, the boy's mine over Romeo. It was terrible. We said horrible, despicable things to each other. But we all know who the Angela really is.
You can be Angela, girl. That's fine.
The time is
Angela
right.
Is what is she called? Angela?
she said Angela was vain,
vain and stuff,
attention seeking.
That's you, sis.
Yeah. Oh, no.
Check.
That's not. That's you, Jay Lamar. You got that.
Let's talk classic hip hop. Says Vanessa needs to stop begging Angela to go into a partnership with her. Why? They sisters.
Exactly. Well, she is begging a lot. Just, sis, come on. Sis, come on. No. Please. You ain't never been here for me. Sis, come on.
Just find another partner. Find another partner. Okay.
Bring her in.
All right. Vanessa, let it go then.
Your cousin. Mm-hmm.
Talk to your cousin.
So, Jay Lamar. Oh, Jay Lamar has got this. Oh, wait. Tell us. News and gossip.
Oh, yes.
Let's do that first.
Let's do news and gossip.
Because it's so much. I want to put Jay Lamar in news and gossip also.
I need to get some glasses for news and gossip.
Mm-hmm. Felicia Michelle, tell us what's going on, girl.
So this week we talked about the call that Romeo got about his uncle Corey. So if you are a No Limit soldier like all of us on the panel,
then
you
know.
Nah, 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 nah. So you know that C-Murder is the uncle that they were talking about, Corey. He was convicted of murder and sentenced to a life sentence, actually, in 2000. It was resulting from an incident in a club that ended in a fatal shooting of a 16-year-old where the witness identified C-Murder as the killer. He actually came out and just recanted his statement, saying that he was actually pressured by the police to say that C-Murder was the actual killer. So this came out just a few days ago, so I'm pretty sure the Miller family is on it, trying to get him released, and now we can see why he was going so hard with that hunger strike, because he knew, you know, that he didn't
do it.
Yeah. And the evidence wasn't right, so, you know, that's a shame. But I'm glad the truth finally came out. I mean, 16 years later, that kind of is terrible, especially for that young man's family who doesn't actually know who killed their son, brother, friend. That is really terrible. So from a really sad note to really, it wasn't funny, but it was an epic moment for the culture. Damon Dash. Dash. So we didn't see him at all this episode, but he made sure we were going to talk about him this week. So we're going to roll a clip of him confronting Lee Daniels, who is this executive producer of Star and Empire.
Precious,
everything. Yeah, so let's roll this clip.
Okay.
Ooh, juicy.
I broke my ankle. That's why I couldn't move around, guys. Could you see I couldn't move? I was doing lots of hand movement. I want to move the energy in the room right now. When everybody hands in the air, we're going to reach out and touch with this beautiful.
This is not play.
Reach out and touch, hands in the air, everybody. Move the energy.
Yes, so this is the actual moment that happened. Yeah. This is this past weekend at the BET Awards. As you can see, Dame is confronting Lee Daniels about not paying him his money. He says he owes him $2 million. So currently he has a lawsuit against him for $5 million. He has owed him money for years. So he gave him the money to finance a project he had back in 2004, which really didn't pop off. But he gave him money to finance Push, which, you know, is Precious.
Yeah.
He gave him money to finance basically his entire movie career, is why Lee Daniels is even Lee Daniels right now. So Dame Dash's point is that he's contributing to the culture, and you're not giving me all my money back. You're not even putting me onto these projects. Like, run me my money, bro.
And Lee Daniels has it.
He definitely has it.
Well, you know, someone that has the money, but they're just not paying you. That's the worst.
Run me my money.
And when did Precious come out? I'm looking it up now. 2009.
Yeah, it's been a decade. It's been a decade. So I'm pretty sure Lee Daniels has made that money up. But he called him a culture vulture, which I totally agreed with, because a lot of people look at culture vulture as someone from outside the culture affecting it negatively, and that type of thing affects negatively. No one wants to lend money for amazing projects when people don't want to pay them their money back. Run Me My Money. So if Dame Dash is not playing with Lee Daniels, totally embarrass him. I think it's hilarious because it's at the BET Awards. If you see the young man behind them, he's acting like he doesn't even hear, see what's going on.
Did you hear Diana Ross? Stage?
The man that was playing.
Reach out. You mean Diana Ross? And I know Diana Ross on the back, like, reach out and touch someone's hand. I'm like, if Dame Dash reaches out and touch Lee Daniels, it's going to be a problem.
She said, lift your hands. Let's shift the energy.
Right. She can sense it.
And he has that, like, blanket throw on. It's just all too much. It's an epic moment. And Dame Dash was on it.
What had me going was when Lee Daniels was like, Damon, I will call you.
Damon. Right.
Let me get your number. I'm going to call you.
I ain't got your number.
Like, you ain't call me. You ain't call me. You ain't even put me in it. Like, he just was going.
Yeah. Too
much.
He was fed up. Pay what you owe.
Pay me what you owe me. So, Jay Lamar.
Yeah, Jay Lamar, what's going on with this video?
Let me tell y'all something.
Let me tell y'all something. Don't Jay Lamar head about to get 10 times bigger. Jay ain't going to be able to fit in the shot pretty soon. Right. But we're going to let you go because we love you.
Anyway.
So this past week, I had the opportunity to attend some great events that were sponsored, of course, by BET.
Awesome.
Such an amazing week. I love BET. Shout out to BET. Thank you for the numerous invitations. So while I was at the BET Her Awards, which was its first award show this season, and it'll have many more to come.
Amazing.
I met Romeo on the carpet. Ooh. And Romeo has some great things to say about us at AfterBuzz. Watch this.
Okay.
Yo, y'all, look who it is. It's Romeo in the house.
What up? It's your boy Romeo, AfterBuzz, growing up hip-hop. All the deets are right here. I just told him all the secrets.
He do.
So y'all tune in. It's your boy Romeo Miller. Appreciate y'all for checking us out on Growing Up Hip Hop. Keep tuning in. Thursday nights, WeTV, baby.
Yeah, and tune into the AfterBuzz show.
You know all the secrets.
I know all the secrets. Trust me.
Oh, love you too. Okay.
Thanks for the shout out, boom.
Yeah. It was dope. Yeah.
That is
thanks,
dope.
Thanks, Romeo.
I'm going to need y'all to circle back in. Okay.
Hey, Ro.
Because Romeo, come to the show.
Thanks, yeah, Romeo. It was funny.
There are better people to meet here.
There are. Beautiful ladies and stuff.
am I the Insta?
You know what?
But what was really dope was it was interesting to tell him. I told him, like, oh, I do Growing Up Hip Hop after show for AfterBuzz. And his eyes lit up. He was like, yo, we should do a video. Like, he was, like, down for, like...
And, oh!
Yeah. No. So, I think that he would definitely... Him and probably a couple of them would be interested in definitely coming down. So, Romeo...
We're in L.A. Come on.
Come on. Come on down the street, Romeo.
Right.
Come on down.
He was really dope. It was really dope to meet him and, like...
The energy seems really good, too. Yeah. Like, y'all seem like y'all been friends for a really long time.
Well, I know some secrets. And I have to wait until, like, a couple more episodes to tell y'all what he told me.
Oh, don't try it.
Oh, you better put it in the group chat.
Right.
Like,
come on.
Not like, you better put it in the group chat.
That's between me and Ro.
Oh my gosh. Y'all, the secret is me and Romeo are about to elope. There, I said it, okay? We gonna want to get married.
I'm not coming. I'm sorry.
Romeo, please settle this when you come here, okay?
Romeo did not tell me that.
Okay, whatever.
Well,
not tell me
all
that.
Right, bro.
Did Romeo tell you who was your... Oh, sorry, boy. Thinking about it. Got me tongue-tied. Did Romeo tell you who your growing up fashion was? Because I need to know.
Well, if we're going to start with me, honey, I'm definitely going to give it to Vanessa.
Okay. Of course you are.
I'm definitely going to give it to her. The way she stepped in that just, car.
Yeah, I know. She was like...
I love anything that blows in the wind. Like a cape. Yes. A kimono. Anything that can blow in the wind. Like any of that.
You had on several capes this week.
Did you see me? Yes. I did. I had on several capes this week. Mm-hmm. I'm super Felicia. So no, but she looked beautiful. And I liked the color scheme.
Yeah.
It looked very nice.
Yes. With the lip color. Her hair looked great. Mm-hmm.
Jamie, who was yours?
Well... Mine is Romeo. Hey. So, I thought he looked great. No, I'm serious.
What did he have on this episode that you thought looked really great?
You said the great part about this is it doesn't matter what y'all think, okay? Because I thought he looked great. You look great if you're watching this. He was wearing, like, this leopard print orange hoodie. It looked good on him. Even the white tee messed with his skin tone. It looked great when he was on the couch. He looked like a meal, a snack, an entree, a buffet. So... I just wanted to know that I see you, and I wanted to recognize you here on ABTV. Watch us every Thursday.
You have not looked at me like one time.
I don't need to. God told me to block out any negative energy.
Are you out there, Romeo? Like, do you see him? You see him?
Felicia Michelle.
I kind of hijacked Jay Lamar's answer, low key. I kind of hijacked his answer and his answer in time.
You always copy me, sis.
No, please stop the lies because
copy and paste.
Next time I go first. Next time I go first. They might copy Jay Lamar, please.
You girls.
Well, I got mine. So
I loved Brianna, low key. I'm not gonna lie. At the party with the fishnet and the all black.
With the black scrunchie.
Don't come for the scrunchie.
That's actually what I got. Like I was like,
I low key did like that fishnet with all black.
Okay. Right. Grow up, y'all. Grow it up, hip hop.
I like that. And the dark lip.
That would be you.
I was actually kind of over the dark lip because I've seen it like every episode.
I mean, she does do it a lot, but I just thought it was nice.
I can't say she did look good.
She did. She looked well put together.
I'm going to be excited when I see her do a lighter look, like some peachy colors, some nude lips.
Did you say she looked well put together? I'm going to be quiet.
That's what he said.
I want to see like a darker hair.
Yes. Like, I think
no
a hair
bangs,
color different.
No bangs.
So,
no
big, bangs. Like,
okay. No a, side, bangs. A side swoop.
Still light, but just darker, like a chestnut brown or something like that. Yeah. Compliment her eyes. She has
and
very pretty eyes.
And a cute jumpsuit.
And a bang.
Like a cream jumpsuit.
She loves a bang, like a Chinese
bang. No bang. I'm sorry. I'm over it.
No bang. We're tired of it. No more bangs. See, the bangs don't win because TT got a bang, Brianna got a bang, and Romeo don't want to.
You did a vision, okay?
Bang either one of them.
Speaking of visions, really quickly, let's get into some predictions.
Okay.
Now, you're after us, TV. Predictions. All right. Jamie, you want to kick it off down there?
Why not? Okay. So, my prediction is about the one and only Brianna. I do predict that she will switch up her look eventually. I'm actually hopeful for it. But my prediction is that she's gonna have a breakdown. She's going to have a breakdown because she's just doing the most every single episode. I think she's over the top. I think she has a lot of issues just like Boogie. And I think it's a couple more episodes, we'll see her breakdown. Mm. It's about time.
I see a reconciliation between Angela and Vanessa. I feel like they'll come to an agreement, and maybe within a couple episodes, you know, Vanessa will throw a launch party.
Okay.
That might be a secret that Romeo told me.
Felicia,
you know,
Michelle,
what? I always got to talk after him.
You don't have to start skipping Jay Lamar.
Every other question, just skip him.
Skip Felicia Michelle.
We saw in the preview Egypt and Sam at like a chapel, and she had a dress on, and he had a white suit on, and that's what I kind of want to see. Like that, I had some predictions, but I really just want to see what's going to happen with that. Oh, I do predict that TT and Romeo are going to get a little closer. She came to boys' night. Like, does she invite to? Stop it. Y'all got to be objective sometimes. Y'all have to be objective sometimes. It's your job. Not that they're going to like get together, but almost like because Angela has said to him, and he said she kind of friend zoned him, that TT is just there because TT's there, so he's going to have TT take up time. He invited her to boys' night. Like, for what?
Are you done defending your point?
Right.
Howard, next.
Bruh, are you serious? You mean expressing myself?
There's no chemistry there at all.
It does not work. Y'all, it's so personal. It's so real.
Text me.
For y'all.
TT, come to the show. Talk about it.
We'll see you in a little TT.
I think that she's going to flirt. They'll be cute for an episode or two.
That's it. Okay. Perfect. Okay. There we go.
I see Boogie coming back. Boogie coming back with a vengeance. You know, he's up here. He's mad at everybody, mad at the world. We don't throw him in rehab. So he's going to be coming back, coming for Brianna, coming for Daddy, and just really letting him have it.
No? I would agree with that though, a little bit. Yeah, I would agree.
You think he's going to come back, like, with the vengeance, like, even bigger and better?
I think he'll come back better. I don't think it'll be much so with a vengeance, but just like kind of knowing where to place people in his life.
Mm-hmm. With some clarity.
Yeah.
I think it's going to take some time just because we don't really know the full extent of how bad it is. And just since they had to do a whole intervention, it's not going to happen overnight or even probably in a couple months. I think it's going to take some time.
Right.
Because he doesn't see that he has a true problem. He's just like, get off my bag.
Yeah.
I'm grown.
Well, thank you guys for tuning in. You know, we have a whole lot to say here.
Of course,
if you're listening to us on iTunes, give us that 5-star ratings and leave comments there because we do be watching. Leave those comments on YouTube so Jamie can read you and shout you out next week. Yes. You know, we saw y'all tonight.
She coming back next week?
Comment if you don't want Jay Lamar to come back. Let us know. Let's get the discussion popping. I like that.
Oh my gosh. Well, I am one of your hosts on this funny, shady panel. I'm Howard III. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III. Felicia Michelle, where can we follow you?
You can find me on Instagram at It's Felicia Michelle. And on Twitter, I'm trying it out. Everyone hates Fee. And you can see me on Monday nights on Houses of Potomac and also Monday nights on Shades of Blue. And then, you know, I'm with them every Thursday.
Yes. Okay. So it's your boy, Jay Lamar. You can follow me on all social
social media platforms at I Am J Lamar. You can catch me Monday night, Housewives of Potomac.
Okay.
You can catch me also Monday nights doing Basketball Wives. And you can catch me Thursday nights here at Growing Up Hip Hop and all special events. You can catch me doing the after shows.
Oh. Ooh, okay. Thank you. Time's up. All right. So it's Jamie Gray. You can find me on Twitter at It's Jamie Gray, on IG at Jamie Gray. And since we plug in all of our shows, you can find me Sundays watching Pose, okay? Mondays watching, what is it? Oh my God, Claws, Rarrow. Tuesdays, Full Metal Alchemist. Then we got The Four tonight, so stay tuned. And of course, with my lovely panel, Grown Up Hip Hop on Thursdays.
Aww. Well, guys, we'll see you all next week.
See you later.
Bye. Deuces.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.